Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle this Tuesday morning. You're here with Timothy Goh, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for the bigger picture. And I know that you're going to be talking a little bit about Tesla this morning, Ryan.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but spot a story. This came out quite recently about a Tesla Model Y over in the US, brand new, had just been picked up. And these guys were driving down the highway when the entire glass roof flew off.
So is it a convertible?
Well, I don't think it was an intentional convertible. But the overall point
wind
being...
Wind power convertible?
Wind power, I like
there
it.
There we go.
I love that twist, Tim. That's a nice one. But all of this indicative of some of the issues that people have been having with Teslas. Nevertheless, the stock has been soaring.
Yeah, it doesn't seem negative headlines can put any dampener or weight on the sentiment that we are looking at around Tesla. Shares up 6% overnight and is near a $500 billion market cap. So it's up nearly 27% since last week when there was news that it would be included in the S&P 500 in December. And you've got the stock up 500% in 2020. So it's now the world's most valuable automaker, and that is really outsizing the likes of the names of Toyota, Volkswagen, General Motors. So it is really making huge waves. So what should investors be looking out for or looking at more closely if they want to think about jumping on the Tesla bandwagon? Let's have a chat with Jeremy Chia. He is the analyst for Compounder Fund at Galilee Investment Management. Morning, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Jeremy, so you currently own 40 stocks in your fund, but not Tesla. I think you're neutral on it. So let's start from the basics first. We're looking at Tesla stock price doing pretty well. What is driving this sentiment around the stock price to such lofty levels?
Yeah, so Tesla is a very interesting company. It's one of the most devices stocks in the market. So there are equal number of bulls and bears around. But at the moment, I think that the key driver of Tesla stock is the inclusion into the S&P 500. Mm. So it has been announced that the Tesla will be included into the S&P 500 on December 21st, I think. And that will likely lead to a lot of index tracking funds having to invest into Tesla. And that will put buying pressure on the stock as well. So that could be one of the factors that have led to the recent run up in the last few weeks.
Okay.
Last week. Yep.
And you've got 40 stocks in your fund, but not Tesla. Why doesn't it appeal to you right now? If you look at the, I guess, numbers, do they make sense to you?
So, yeah, we haven't fully formed out our thoughts on Tesla. Tesla, as I said, is a very unique stock in that there's equal number of bulls and bears around. And for us, we are still trying to fully form our thoughts on the company. So Tesla is actually, from a fundamental point of view, it's actually, there are a lot of things to like about Tesla. One of the key things that we are looking at is the EV market, the growth in the EV market.
Mm.
So in the next 10 years, the global EV forecast is for compound annual growth rate of about 29% for the next 10 years. And that will bring total EV sales from 2.5 million to up to 31.1 million in 2030. So that's something that we are looking at. That's something that Tesla can benefit from. And Tesla has been very dominant in the EV market. So in the US, they sold about 80% of EVs. 80% of the market share of EVs in 2019 were Teslas. And demand has outpaced supply, which is a wonderful thing if you're a company. So basically, every output that you manage to produce is being eaten up by the consumers without much marketing.
And yeah, Jeremy. So you're talking about the industry fundamentals really, I guess, supporting the demand for it. The EV case is there, but at the same time, there's rising competition. So you've got many models coming up. What is special about Tesla that stands out from the rest?
So Tesla is best in class in terms of their range. They're very strong branding. They are well known for their being the pioneers of electric vehicles. So even last year, for example, in 2019, despite the legacy automobile manufacturers coming up with electric vehicle products, Tesla still managed to get about 80% of the market share. And in China, Tesla sales have grown actually while EV sales have stagnated in the last year. So that shows a bit about the branding and a bit about the awareness.
So Jeremy, it's definitely making sales, but how about the profits? Is it actually, you know, profitable when you stack it next to its competitors?
Yep. Tesla actually turned a profit in the last five consecutive quarters. Is a good turnaround for the company, which was previously reporting losses and negative free cash flow. But one thing to note is that in the last five quarters, despite making profits, one of the things that supported the company's profits was actually the sale of ZEV credits. So ZEV credits stands for zero emission vehicle credits. These are regulatory credits that auto manufacturers need to earn in certain states in the U.S. due to regulations. So regulators are trying to encourage automobile manufacturers to sell zero emission vehicles. And to do so, they need to sell by selling an electric vehicle, they earn ZEV credits, and they need to earn a certain amount. So Tesla earns more than enough ZEV credits, and they can use these ZEV credits and sell it to other auto manufacturers for profit if those other auto manufacturers do not earn enough ZEV credits.
Yeah, so these regulatory credits are really what's, I guess, helping to prop up the numbers. Is this sustainable? Is this a risk that investors need to watch out for in terms of the income stream?
Yeah, so regulatory credits are, I believe, here to stay. But in the long run, automobile manufacturers, the legacy players, are all moving towards electric vehicles. And I believe that over the long term, they will eventually earn enough ZEV credits on their own accord. So they won't need to buy these ZEV credits from Tesla. So we can probably see ZEV credits becoming a less important part of Tesla's business in the future.
And Jeremy, just to wrap things up, right? If you look at valuations, we've got Tesla stock price now trading around $520. I'm looking at a median price target from the analyst community. It's got it at $385. So that is below current price by around 25%. Is that a sign that it's overvalued? Because if I think about the headlines in the past few years, we've always been hearing about how Tesla's been overvalued, but at the same time, it just keeps going up. How do you now reconcile these two things?
Yeah, so as I said, the analysts, even professional analysts, kind of agree on the stock. So I just had a look through yesterday, and there were about 20 analysts on the buy side, 20 analysts who rated the stock as a buy, and about 21 rated as a sell. So they really can't agree, and really, I think it's a lot to do with the valuation of Tesla. Tesla is currently the largest market cap automobile manufacturer in the world, and yet it only produces one-tenth the fraction of what the second automobile manufacturer does, Toyota. So it does about only one-tenth the profits and one-tenth the revenue of Toyota, and yet it's about double the size of the market cap of Toyota. So that is really what is probably what is causing analysts to be more cautious about the company. But we also have to take note that Tesla also has a lot of upside potential in the fact that they are the leaders in the EV market. EV market is growing much faster than combustion engine vehicles, which is why Toyota may be having a lower valuation compared to Tesla. So we have to factor all this into play, and the bears or the analysts who have priced the price target at a lower price than what it is trading today are probably all taking into account this risk that Tesla has, whether the demand is able to soak up Tesla's extra supply when they build their new factories in Berlin and in Texas. So I think all this comes into play in terms of the consensus stock price that analysts are predicting.
Yeah, so I guess it depends on your risk appetite and how much you price in that potential growth story for Tesla if you want to jump in on the stock. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time this morning. Jeremy Chia, he is the analyst for Compounder Fund at Galilee Investment Management. Jeremy, hope to get back on air soon on another stock.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you so much for having me, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.